This is how it was for me too, my dear family. When I came to you, I didn't come and proclaim God's mystery to you by means of a superior style of speaking or wisdom. No, I decided to know nothing in my dealings with you except Jesus the Messiah, especially his crucifixion. I came to you in weakness, in great fear and trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in transparent proof brought home powerfully by the Spirit, so that your faith might not be in human wisdom, but in God's power. We do, however, speak wisdom among the mature. But this isn't a wisdom of this present world, or of the ruler of this present world. Those same rulers who are being done away with. No, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery. This is the wisdom God prepared ahead of time, before the world began, for our glory. None of the rulers of this present age knew about this wisdom. If they had, you see, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as the Bible says, human eyes have never seen, human ears have never heard. It's never entered human hearts, all that God has now prepared for those who truly love him. And that's what God has revealed to us through the Spirit. The Spirit, you see, searches everything. Yes, even the depths of God. Think of it this way. Who knows what is really going on inside a person except the spirit of the person which is inside them? Well, it's like that with God. Nobody knows what is going on inside God except God's Spirit. And we haven't received the spirit of the world, but the spirit that comes from God, so that we can know the things that have been given to us by God. That, then, is what we speak. We don't use words we've been taught by human wisdom, but words we've been taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to spiritual people. Someone living at the merely human level doesn't accept the things of God's Spirit. They are foolishness to such people, you see, and they can't understand them because they need to be discerned spiritually. But spiritual people discern everything, while nobody else can discern the truth about them. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah.